and Kathy Dawes, along with Stephen Graham, and he is chair of the Gardner Lecture Series Committee, and that's what we're talking about today, is we have quite a lecturer coming into town to talk about global food systems, and you're going to tell us all about it. It does sound fascinating, Stephen.
Yes, it's great to be here. We're very excited to have our fourth Gardner lecture, the Global Foods Lecture, on campus. We started this series in 2015 and had a couple lectures and one last year and now one this year. So very, very excited.
Well, good to hear, too. And I know, we saw the news release talking about this, mm-hmm. and very extensive, but it should be just fascinating from what I understand.
Right. Our speaker is Dr. Jason Clay, who's the Senior Vice President for Markets and Food with the World Wildlife Fund. And people might say, well, what's Wildlife Fund got to do with, global food systems? Well, of course, if you're, cutting down forest and, taking out prairie lands and putting them into cropland, that's going to hurt wildlife. And so he's been working most of his life on these issues, and especially the last many years with some of the very largest food companies in the world, trying to get to where we can produce and ship food more sustainably.
Very good. And, of course, it's something we're keeping a close eye on. I know Kansas State University in particular is hoping to have a very prominent role in all of this, too. And just maybe some of the things people can expect. And who you would encourage to attend this?
Well, we would encourage, of course, all of our students and faculty and staff, but anybody in Manhattan and the state of Kansas or out of state. It's open to everybody. It's a free lecture. It's this Monday night at 7 p.m. in McCain Auditorium. Open and free to anybody. So, we've had really big crowds for the past lectures, 1,100 to 1,250 people. So we're expecting a really good crowd for Dr. Clay because, I think a lot of students are going to go, World Wildlife Fund, why is he here? What's he talking about? And why is he interested in food if it says Wildlife Fund?
And that is a good point, too, because in his connections, and you were mentioning when you first got here today, he's one busy guy.
Oh, yeah. He travels worldwide all the time. He set up a series of roundtables, he calls them, with the different food companies on different topics. So he's worked on salmon production, cotton, palm oil, cocoa, a lot of different sorts of things. There is a beef roundtable that some people here, even in Manhattan, Kansas, and in the state of Kansas, are part of this beef roundtable. This is a newer roundtable, so, we're not as far down the road as some. Some of these he's actually had a lot of success. Cargill and others are now producing palm oil more sustainably, like in Indonesia and shipping to China. So he's had some great success. He's been working on this for 20 years, but there are newer roundtables like the beef one. And of course, we have a lot of beef producers who will be attending. They're real excited to hear what he's going to say.
We do want to remind our listeners, as always, phone lines are open. If you have questions for Stephen Graham today, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350-CAMAN. And let's remind people a bit about the Gardner Lecture Series. It's been going on for a while.
Right. The Gardners approached us as the family in Ashland, Kansas, down where the big fires were this spring. They approached us in 2013, and then we worked through 2014 with them, and we created this new Gardner, that's called the Henry C. Gardner Global Food Systems Lecture Series in honor of their father and grandfather. And so we created the lecture series. We have a big committee that works on this. And then we had two lectures in 2015, Rob Fraley, Chief Technical Officer of Monsanto, and then Greg Page, the head of Cargill. And then last year, we had a professor who works with NASA in monitoring the world's largest aquifers, like our aquifer in western Kansas. That was really, really a fascinating lecture. So it's been fun. It's going to have all different sorts of topics, some like this. Some of our producers aren't real excited about the World Wildlife Fund. They're not sure what to make of them. So some of these lectures are going to be kind of edgy, and out there a little bit for people.
Well, that's always kind of interesting. You can learn from that, no doubt about it. Now, you had mentioned, too, Jason Clay. He was a farmer himself.
Right, right. Yeah. He grew up on a small farm in Missouri, and for a time after college, he farmed there before going on into a wide-ranging career that led him to teach at Harvard and Yale and work with USDA. So he's had a really amazing career, and what got him started in this environmental sustainability work was working with Ben & Jerry's ice cream to develop a Brazil nut grown in the Amazon that would be grown sustainably. And he was successful, but he realized that, wow, I like this sort of work, but this is too small of a project. And that's where he got this idea of working with the world's largest companies, food companies and producers and others to make changes in you know, in a big way.
He's written books. He's associated with National Geographic.
Yes, you know. Amazing person, yeah. Very, very excited to have him come. And I think he'll feel, you know, it'd be fun for him coming back, you know, almost to home, basically.
Right. And I think we're becoming a bit more aware when it comes to global food and concerns that way. But, you know, just maybe some of the things you think he'll probably get into or anything else you're wanting to highlight about his lecture.
Sure. Well, the first part of his lecture, he'll be talking about, especially for our students that are younger and not as aware of these issues, but, you know, what are we facing as we go from 7 billion people to 8 to 9 to 10 billion people, you know, over the next many years? How are we going to grow more food as we end up with less water, less land, less resources? How are we going to do that? And how are we going to do it sustainably without tearing down forests and, you know, taking pristine grasslands and turning them into fields? So that's the first part of his lecture. And then the second part, he'll talk about, you know, okay, how is he doing these roundtables and what's it leading to and how's this making a difference?
Interestingly, and it looks like he also gets a little bit into climate change. And what I find interesting about that is I know there's also a lecture that very next day on the 12th, the physics department or college is having a lecture person coming in. Michael Ranney will be from UC Berkeley.
Right.
We'll be talking about climate change. So that kind of interacts a little bit, but a lot of interest there.
Right. When Greg Page was here from Cargill, that's what he was speaking about, was climate change and the risk it faces to agriculture. And how are we going to deal with that?
Well, and I know, too, and we've said the where's and the when's, haven't we? Have we told people where and when they can hear?
Yes. So Monday night, September 11th, in McCain Auditorium at 7 p.m., the lecture is open to the public. Anybody is welcome to attend, and we'd love to have lots and lots of people there. If you cannot attend, you can watch it through your computer. It will have live streaming, or it will also be archived, and it's at the same site, so I'll give you that now. If you can't even watch it Monday night, you can always go back later and watch it, and the previous lectures are also archived there. So the website is www.k-state.edu/globalfood, so it's, you know, the global food system, /globalfood/lecture-series. And even if you just put in global food, you'll get to that website at K-State and then just click on lecture series. So Monday, the link will go live, and you can then listen to the lecture that evening at 7 p.m. or later since it's archived.
Isn't technology great?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Well, the neat thing is, this allows FFA classes and science classes across the state of Kansas to listen to the lecture. And so we've had probably last time we had about 500 people connected, you know, through the classes. And then also they can email me, sgraham@ksu.edu. They can email questions to me, and I will get in line with the other questioners at the end of the lecture and try to ask a few of the questions. And that worked well last year. We had a few questions, and it was fun.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So, again, McCain Auditorium and coming up on Monday night. And anything else to add?
Nope. I just come out and listen to Dr. Jason Clay with the Wildlife Fund. He'll be speaking. The title of his talk is Feeding the World, Sustaining the Planet.
Again, been a pleasure to have with us today Stephen Graham, chair of the Gardner Lecture Series Committee, and appreciate him stopping by. We'll take a break. Mm-hmm. Gary County USD 475 Executive Director Matt Droege Communications will be joining us, and you're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.